Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Hei Omed Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah. Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off Simon Shin Ayin Hei and start Shin Ayin Vav. We left off yesterday in the middle of the last Mishneh Berurah in Sif Beis, which was Sif Katan Yud Aleph. We're on the first of the wide lines over here on Resh Mem Hei Omed Aleph. And we're learning again over here about a pit that was filled with water. Can people from both the lower courtyard and the upper second floor courtyard access it? It's difficult for both of them because they have to go from the lower courtyard above the 10-foot wall around the pit, and from the upper courtyard, it's more than 10 tefachim from there. Ledge from their balcony to the bottom of the pit. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, "Afilum habor moli mayim," even if the pit was filled with water. So ad gova hachuyit, so it reaches up all the way to the top of the walls of the well. Shesmuchal mepesis, that's right adjacent within four tefachim of the top balcony area, and therefore one could argue that it's easier for them to draw the water out because it's within 10 tefachim of them from the vertical distance. And it's much more for the people in the courtyard. It's above 10 tefachim for them. So therefore, one might have thought that the upper courtyard would get to use it and at the expense of the lower courtyard. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us also, in this situation, it's still forbidden for both of them to use it unless they made an Erev Chatzeros, Mishum Gzeiro Shema Yachzru Hamayim B'Shabbos, V'yishtamshu Bo Kivatchila. We're concerned that the water will diminish on Shabbos, and now it will be more than 10 tefachim from the upper courtyard. It's more than 10 tefachim from the lower courtyard. They don't have an Erev Chatzeros. It's going to be difficult equally for both, and therefore you can't use it. Dirsha foot number 6 explains that the Maskana of the Gemara in Erevin tells us that the Hava Amina over here was She'im Habor Moli Mayim, if it was filled up at the top, we should say that Kivan Shehutra Hutra. But the bottom line is that we don't say this, and therefore we look at it from the end point of view as well, and we make a gzer over here that neither side can use it. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, Avolim hayabor moli bedover she'eni tal b'Shabbos, but if this pit were to be filled up with something that's not taken out on Shabbos, for example, fruits that are tevel or something like that, then harehu ke'omud otel gavoa asora mechotzer b'soch asora lemirpetzah. So then this would be exactly equivalent to the cases we had earlier in this simon. We have a mound or a platform that is within 10 tefachim of the upper balcony, more than 10 tefachim of the lower balcony, so the upper balcony gets to use it. Shinosin also live name Mirpeses, they are solely allowed to use this. Kisheno muflog mikenek the arbor tefachim chanal, again, as long as it's not more than 4 tefachim away on a horizontal distance, so then the upper courtyard gets to use it, lishtamish al gaba, and the lower courtyard cannot. Now we start fresh with Siv Gimel. Haisa Matseva, you have some sort of a monument over here, or some sort of a wall that's Arbot Tfachim Lefnei HaMirpeses, that is separating the Mirpeses from the courtyard. On the floor, or the ground of the courtyard, there's a 4 Tefach wall over there. So Ein HaMirpeses Oseres HaBnei HaChatzer. In this situation, you've basically separated the Mirpeses from the lower courtyard, and in this situation, Shari Nechlecha Mechem, since you've separated from the upper courtyard, so even without an Erev Chatzeros over here, the lower courtyard is not ruined in any way by anything on the upper courtyard. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Beis, the Gova Shalom, we're talking about its Arba Tvachim in its height, and Siv Katan Yud Gimel, wrote Shalom, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Afilu Hatel V'Omud Hasmuchalo, B'Soch Arba Tvachim, even if there's a platform or a mound of earth that's within 4 tefachim of the upper Mirpeses, V'Gavoa Asorah Tvachim, and it's more than 10 tefachim tall, so it's easier for the upper balcony to reach it than it is from the lower courtyard. Shekivin shasu hefsik lefnei mirpeses, since they made some sort of a demarcation over here with this small wall that's only 4 tefachim tall. Gilu daitum, they have essentially expressed themselves. Shesilku atzvu minachotzer, they have essentially gone and totally restricted themselves from the lower courtyard, and therefore this would belong to the lower courtyard, even though without this matseva over here, without this little wall, the lower courtyard would be ruined over here from using it by the upper courtyard. Sif Dalet. You now have projections, Zizim, Hayotzim, and Aksolim. We again have our same situation. You have a lower courtyard and the second floor balcony area, and you have some projections coming out from the walls of the houses in this structure. So these projections, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Dalet, Gam Ze Hasif Mayri, Shebnei Chotzer Uvnei Ha'aliyah, Erevu Kol Echod Liatzmam. The surrounding circumstances of this case are exactly what we've been talking about. There's the lower courtyard that made its own Erev Chatzeros, and the upper balcony courtyard that made its own Erev Chatzeros. They did not make a single Erev Chatzeros together. Now these projections, v'hazizim, hayu sheyochel v'nei ha'chotzer v'ha'aliyah, b'shutvas, they are jointly owned over here, and each side on a weekday would be able to use them, upper and lower. V'gam Ma'ireh, and we're also talking, Shazizun ha'yiruchavim arba tvachim, these are significant platforms, they're at least four tvachim by four tvachim, because otherwise, the ilav ha'chi, if we weren't talking that they were that significant, havi makom p'tur, then it would be a different mishus called the makom p'tur, which we said, u'batu l'ha'ch l'ha'cha, as we brought down already from Rashi, we brought down earlier, then both sides will be able to use a makom p'tur, neither one ruins it for the other one. So here again, this is exactly the same scenario as with the platform or the mound of earth. So the Mechaber tells us over here, Kol shehu l'mata me'asor tefachim, if this projection is lower than 10 tefachim from the ground, harei ze nechshav mehechotzer, then it belongs to the people on the ground, because it's more than 10 tefachim from the top balcony, and it's less than 10 tefachim up from the ground, so then this is something that's given over totally to the ground people. Uvnei hechotzer mishtam shebo, and they're allowed to use it, and the upper balcony people are not. Likewise, anything that's within 10 tefachim of the upper balcony, and it's more than 10 tefachim from the ground, so then it's easier for the upper people to use, exactly the same case as with the mound. If it's in between, it's equally easy to use from both the bottom or the top, so they're both within 10 tefachim of these projections, both from the ground up and from the balcony down. If they did not make an Erev Chatzeros together, then neither one can use it. Each one ruins it for the other. And they wouldn't be allowed to go take utensils from their houses, respectively, from either the second floor apartments or from the ground floor apartments, to go and use it on these projections. Unless, of course, they made an Erev Chatzeres altogether. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Vav explains, we're talking about that there's more than 20 tefachim from the ground all the way up to the top balcony. So therefore, there could be more than 10 tefachim from the ground up to the projection, and more than 10 tefachim from the projection up to the lower part of the balcony. Or likewise, if there was less than 20 tefachim, so it's within 10 tefachim from the ground, or within 10 tefachim from the top. Therefore, in this situation, Haziz Omei B'Emtza, in both situations, they each have the same ease of usage or they have the same difficulty of usage. And in this situation, in both of these scenarios, where they both have the ease of using equally or they both have the same difficulty in using, so then each side ruins it for the other unless they made an Erev Chatzeros. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Ayin Hei, and we begin now Shin Ayin Vav, which will deal with a bar, Ube'er, you have pits or wells that are in between two courtyards. And you can see what we're talking about without looking at all the particulars already in the issue footnote number one in the diagram that's over there. So you have two courtyards, the one on the left of the wall, the one on the right of the wall, and there is this pit or well that's underneath the wall. And now we're going to discuss the dinim that apply in this situation. And the Chafetz Chaim points out in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, we're talking here about even if the water in this well is less than 10 tefachim deep. So he brings out for the Sefer Shabbos, these halachas apply regardless of the depth of the well over here. So the Mechaber starts and he says, Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. You have this bor, this well that's in between two courtyards running underneath the wall, separating the two courtyards. And the well is equally found on both sides of the wall. So, in this situation, the Ein Beinehem Pesach, O Chalon, Shiuchlu L'Ariv, the courtyards don't have any sort of a window or an opening between them that they can make a single Erev Chatzeros. If they can make a single Erev Chatzeros, then everything is moot, and everybody's allowed to use anything that they want, from their houses to the well, from the well to the houses, because they're all considered one Rishus. The wall's not going to interrupt them if there's a Pesach or a Chalon, and they choose to make an Erev Chatzeros. So here we're talking about that there is no such Erev Chatzeros between them, because there is no Pesach or Chalon between them. Or even if there is, and the Chaber writes, O Sheyesh B'nehem, you do have a Pesach or a Chalom between them, but they chose, V'lo Ervu, they chose not to make an Erev Chatzeros. So in this situation, what is the status of the water in the wells? So the Mechaber tells us, Ein mimalin mimenu b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and take water from these wells and draw it up on Shabbos. Elo, unless, im kein osu mechitza asara l'mala min amayin. You have to make a separate mechitza different than the wall that's above them. A separate mechitza that is at least 10 tefachim in its total length above the water, and v'tzarich shiyeh tefach min hamechitza yori b'soch hamayim. And at least one tefach of this new 10 tefach wall has to be in the water itself. This is going to make a clear demarcation, and you can see this in the issue footnote number one of the diagram. This is exactly the scenario. You have the wall separating two courtyards, and underneath it you have another wall that's at least 10 tefachim, of which one tefach of that wall, at least, has to be in the water. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph explains, Rosh Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us, Shebekos Salamavsik Ben Chatzeros, the regular wall that separated two courtyards, Ha'omid Agabi Abor, Ain Pesach L'Chalon. There is no Pesach L'Chalon in between these two courtyards through this wall that's separating courtyard A from courtyard B. Sivkot and Beis. Therefore, you're not allowed to be filling it up because they didn't make an Erech Hatzeros, unless we do the things that we just said, making an additional wall. Sharei Kolecha Mamale Mishus Chabero, because when you stick your bucket into the well, it's really your friend's well from the other side. The well belongs to that courtyard, and when you're dipping your bucket into it, you're now taking the water from the Be'er that's theirs as well. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Gimel, Kidei Lahafzik Bein Rishus, you have to make this other wall over here to show distinction between the two courtyards. And you're separating now the water, so to say, their water and your water. Ve'ekolecha dolem irishuso. And now when you're drawing up the water from your side of the wall, it is now being drawn up from your well water and not from your friend, the other courtyard's well water. The original wall that's there can't function in this capacity. Because that wall was made to separate the two courtyards and wasn't made to separate the well. And therefore, you need a separate wall specifically made to separate the well into two halves. And this has to be within the rim of the well. So the original wall that went above the well cannot function in this fashion. Only the additional new 10 tefach wall in height over here that you have that sinks at least one tefach into the well water itself, that is going to now make a distinction, a separation, to show you that you're drawing water from your side of the Be'er and not taking from the well, from the Be'er of your other courtyard. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet explains, Kedei Shiyeh Nikar Hefsek HaMechitza. In this way, it's recognizable over here that there should be a hefsek between your well and their well. HaMechalekes B'soch HaMayim. And this wall has to be somewhat in the water, as we said, at least a tefach in the water. The Afal Pi She'enu Magas HaMechitza Ad Karka Bor. Even though it doesn't go down to the bottom of the well, Kalhu She'e Kelu B'mayim. The rabbis here made a leniency. Lahatir B'mechitza Zu. As we find in many places, they were very lenient in regards to water halachos. They didn't institute very, very restrictive dirabonins over here. They were makel when it comes to water because water is so necessary. As long as you have some sort of a wall in the water, at least one tefach of this 10 tefach wall is in the water, that's enough to separate your water from your side of the well from the other side of the well's water. Sivkot and Hay, you need at least a tefach in the water. V'koshekein, and certainly, im machatzi sasol amatav, half of it is below, u'machatzi sasol amala, and half of it is above. As long as you have at least one tefach below, it could be nine tefachim below, that would be fine as well. Mechaber continues and he writes, v'im hoitza amachitza kula besoch amayim, if the entire wall was inside the water, that's no good. I also, sar shiyeh tefach yosu imenu lamalam in amayim, you need to have at least one tefach above the water. You can see this in Dirshu footnote number 2 in the diagram. Here, it's not so clear from the diagram, but it's nine tefachim of this wall beneath the wall is in the water, and one tefach of that wall is above the water line. That is acceptable as well. And the purpose of this, the Mechaber tells us, Kedei Shetiyeh Nikeres V'Shozeh M'Shozeh. Again, it's to clearly demarcate the left side Chatzer from the right side Chatzer. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, Hainu Shelasar Tvachim. Then we say that at least one Tefach has to be above the waterline in this scenario, because nine Tvachim at least are below the waterline. You can have more than that, but at least one Tefach has to be above, and at least nine below. V'Vadein Afilim Ha'yisar Aruka Yoser U'magatz at Karkabar. And even if it goes 20 feet down, you still need to have one Tefach above the water. Tzorach Gamkein Hecker Hefsek Milamala. So even if you have a 20-foot deep wall inside this well going all the way down to the bottom, at least one tefach has to be sticking up in order to be able to separate the left courtyard well from the right courtyard part of the well. And you need this to show Nikeres. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Zayin. Hafrosh, you need to show a distinction over here. Ubazeh tefach levad sagi. With this one tefach above the waterline, it's enough. Shelo yelech hadli l'rishos chavero. Because the bucket in this situation will not traverse over here onto the other side. The wall is blocking it. Even though it's only one tefach, it won't allow the bucket to go over it. Mechaber continues and says there's another way that you could also separate the left side from the right side of the well, the left courtyard from the right courtyard, using of the well, and that's, you can see in Dirshu footnote number 3 in the diagram there, as the Mechaber tells us, V'cheinim asu al pi habor kora rechava arba tefachim. If you have a board totally on the top of the well, on the rim, going from one side to the other side, it's not at all within the water, not even within the airspace of the bar, this will work as well, as long as it's 4 tefachim wide. And this way, zemimali mitzara kora, zemimali mitzara acher, because the people on the right courtyard will be able to go and use their side's water, and the people on the left side of the courtyard will be able to use their side's water. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, wrote Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the purpose of these boards was put there specifically for the purpose of separating the left and right side of the well. But if it happened to be there for totally unrelated purposes, not to separate the well, then it would be just like the wall that we had originally. The top wall doesn't do anything, so too would these boards not do anything. But since these boards were specifically put here to separate the left side of the well from the right side of the well, it works. And in this situation, Sivkot and Tess, the Mishnah explains why it works, V'taima, L'fisha anu ro'im kilu korazu nimshechas v'yoredes ad hamayim, v'cholekes kol rishus li'atzlo. Because we have a rule over here, pi tikra yored v'sosein. So this board, so the two ends of the board are considered halachically as if they enter down all the way into the water, because of the principle that the edge of a roof goes down. So on both sides over here, you simply have a wall extending down halachically from this korah, and therefore it is going to not allow each side to be drawing from its other side. Either bucket may go underneath that. It's not a physical wall. So we have another rule. We don't have to be concerned that the bucket will go to the other side and you're really drawing from the other side. Because in general, the bucket won't travel more than 4 tvachim. So even if it goes down right at the edge of the board, it can't go more than 4 tvachim to the other side, where the halachic other wall from the other side of the tikra is yored v'sosein. And therefore, and in this situation, you're not going to be drawing water up from your courtyard to the left of you or to the right of you, even though the bucket is in the water. Even if it goes underneath the board, because over there, they both have the rights underneath there, and one doesn't ruin it for the other. And this is another kula, another leniency that the rabbis institute over here in regards to water. And as long as it's not apparent, readily apparent to anybody watching, that you're drawing from the other side's well water, it therefore is okay. The Rama adds over here, and he says, "Haga, the davka imba lemalos bekelim shabayis." This is when you're talking about using a bucket that you had from the house, and you're drawing the water from the well. If you're using, however, a bucket that's already in the courtyard of a bekelim shalchatzir, then none of this applies. Lo b'inam shum tikkun. You don't have to do anything over here because the hachatziros rishusachasim. Because as we mentioned many times, as long as they're all within the same enclosure, even if they're separate rishuyos over here, you are allowed to go move something from one area to another area within an enclosed area, because min hadin, it's all a rishus hayochid. It's only when you want to take it from the house, a bucket out to the well, or from the well into the house, that you have a problem. And we've learned all this previously, kide'el in simin shin ayin beis. The issue footnote number 11 brings down that others disagree with this, specifically the beis meir, ayin sham. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud, and he tells us, V'al kol ponim osu lahachnis hamayim labayis, but you can't bring the water that you have from a bucket that was in the yard, and you're allowed to draw water from there into the yard, but you can't bring that water into the house, in lo osu shum tikkun, unless you made this tikkun over here. The holo ervu shnei chatzeros yachad, because they didn't make an eruv chatzeros, you're only allowed to move things around within the yard, you're not allowed to bring it from the yard into a house, and vice versa. The issue footnote number 10 asks, how come by the korah it doesn't have to go into the water even below the lip of the well rim, as opposed to by the wall, we said it has to go into the water. So he says, Tama chiluk ben mechitza shetzarach heker b'soch hamayim. The wall had to be in the water itself, as opposed to the korah, where we just said, pi tikra yored v'sosem. Why is there this distinction? So he brings down from the El Yerabba, shekol din a heker hu kidei shelo yidle mirshus chaver. The whole purpose of the heker is to make sure that you're drawing the water up from your side and not from the other side. And by definition, by the korah, which is the width of 4 tvachim, because of the rule that we said that the bucket won't go more than 4 tvachim, there's no concern at all. Furthermore, he adds, Shebe mechitza, kiven she'ein pi yored v'sosem ad lamata, by the wall, it doesn't go the din of pi tikra yored v'sosem. Therefore, tzarech heker b'soch hamayim. Therefore, you need a heker right in the water itself. As opposed to where you say pi tikra yored v'sosem, it goes all the way down to the bottom. You don't need an additional heker. With that, we conclude today's shir.